Hi friends! Guess what? I was very excited for today's class. It was going to be about podcasting and webcasting. It looks like this podcast is going to be about podcast. How grand is that? The very first podcast that I subscribed for was about Harry Potter. This was just a year back when the frenzy of new Harry Potter movies was starting. I listened to it on my laptop using iTunes. Somehow it never occurred to me to sync it to my iPod. Oh well. The media type was new and I was learning. Now, just a year later, and I have actually made a podcast. To begin with, what is a podcast? It's a digital media file or series of files that is distributed over the internet. You can play it with either a handheld digital device or on your computer. You can use it for various purposes. You can record recent information and news. You can advertise a class. You can save or replay key course information. You can record lectures, student projects, discuss something relevant to the class. The list just goes on. How do you create a podcast? It is actually really easy. I know what you're saying. I created like 14 podcasts in 14 weeks, so I would say it is easy. But believe me, when I say it's easy, it's really easy. Let me tell you what I did to create my podcast. After deliberating with some of my friends who have technology experience, I finalized to use Audacity to record my podcast. Next step was to find a platform to publish my podcast. I needed a place that would have inbuilt RSS field so that I can just upload the MP3 file and the website would take care of the RSS feed. Again, my friends helped me to narrow down my choices. I chose the easiest website that would host my podcast for free, podbean.com. Next step was recording a sample piece. I did not have a USB microphone, so I decided to use my laptop's inbuilt microphone. I just randomly spoke for about 2 minutes to check the sound quality of the recording. There was a lot of background noise. However, the editing tools in Audacity helped me clear out most of the noise very easily. Then it was time to record the actual podcast. Reading from the script was much smoother and easier than talking on the go while recording. After recording and editing the podcast, I searched for a suitable music piece and incorporated it in the final file. And finally, I exported the file in MP3 format. Once the file was saved as MP3 format on my computer, I logged into my account on podbean.com and published my podcast. Podbean works much like any other platform made for blogging. You have a place to upload your audio file as well as a text box to add some additional material related to that audio file. I successfully completed and uploaded podcasts for all weeks. How do I know that? Oh well, haven't you been listening to them? Like every class, we had some interesting discussions in the class today. We were supposed to share one of the podcasts that we heard. Most of us talked about podcasts hosted on the website EdTechTalk. And somehow, none were very impressed by them. First of all, they were not edited, and they were extremely long and monotonous. Verily shared a site, Caustic Soda, which I found the most interesting of all those that were shared. Are you thinking of exploring the option of podcast? Here are some guidelines to keep in mind. If you want to explore the option of podcasting, make it short, maximum 20 minutes. Talk about the topic. Don't ramble, but try to make it more like a dialogue than a speech. Oh, and don't forget who your audience is. Make necessary adjustments to your final product based on who your audience is going to be. Instead of tidbits, I would like to share a powerful podcast distribution system that is available for everyone. It is iTunes and iTunes U. You can find pretty much everything here, from lectures to language lessons to audiobooks to tours, everything all over the world. Another interesting resource you should explore if you're interested in podcasting is the website that gives you a list of top 100 free college podcasts. Listen to some of them and you'll realize why they are on that list. Last but not the least, check out the video I'm sharing here, Podcasting in Plain English. Really nicely done. Short and sweet with all the relevant information you need. Signing off now. See you all next week. Oh, next week is the last week. But I'll still see you with the last few pieces of treasures from the open world.